You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Fashionista Boyfriend is a chill wave synth pop band from Sacramento. Huh, you said? They're going to explain what that is in the interview you're about to hear. The band started as a solo project for Casey Grote. He added James Petropoulos on bass, Miles Taylor on sax, and Austin Mooney on drums, and that completes the live sound. Casey Grote released his first record, Hypnophobia, in January of 2018, and Hypnophobia Remixes was released in May. Insight producer Cody Drabble recorded the band and an interview earlier this week, so here's Casey talking about the music on the new Tonal EP.
A lot of this stuff I actually wrote a long time ago, I think, you know, a couple years after high school. And I just really thought it was worthy to have it come out into the world. Got this band together after, you know, doing the solo thing for a while. I had a couple shows by myself, but I was like, this really needs a full band. So I brought along Austin and James and Miles.
How do you know the members of your band?
So James, the bassist, I actually knew him since middle school. We've been in a couple angsty bands since high school.
We had a screamo band.
What was your screamo band called?
High Tides.
High Tides.
When we say screamo, what are we talking about?
Well, don't really like to talk about it, but we will for the sake of the show. Basically, you know, just a lot of power chords, being angry and...
And how did you meet Miles?
So I actually met Miles through a mutual friend of mine. I was told that, you know, oh, if you're looking for a guy playing sax, I've got a friend. And I actually seen a couple concerts with him with CRC, yep. Commercial Ensemble. And he, you know, did his own solos and stuff. And I was like, he's the guy.
Miles, are you primarily a jazz guy?
I mean, for the most part, I like to stay open. You know, I just feel music is music. And so... if people bring a certain level of passion and creativity, then I'm down for it. And so I definitely saw that the first time I hung out with Casey and jammed with him, and I could just see the creativity just oozing out of him. And so I just wanted to be a part of it.
It was kind of like a test jam. You know, we would play stuff and see if we just vibed well together. And, you know, we really have good experience to try and, you know, try and get that together.
And Austin, how did you come into the band?
Casey actually found me initially on Craigslist, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I had just moved back here from living in Pennsylvania for a little while and had been kind of searching around for something to do. And Craigslist is kind of a go-to for me when I don't have any projects to play in. So we met each other over the internet. I've got my own practice space where I keep my drums at. And so it was convenient to invite people over and start jamming. And initially it was just Casey and I, and then we grew it out and involved everybody else.
What was that initial Craigslist post that grabbed your attention? I mean, there's a lot of calls out there on the internet saying, hey, I need a drummer. What was it about?
You know, this is gonna sound terrible, but I can't remember. I think you contacted me first. And then when I kind of got a listen of what you were doing, I liked it. And I just wanted to play with that.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
You know, it's a style of music that, like, I felt like I listened to in my personal time, but I didn't feel like it would ever cross over into my professional life as a musician. And when I saw the opportunity, I just jumped on it. You know, it seems like that chill wave sound is something that people are listening to off of SoundCloud on the internet all the time. And to put it into the live setting seemed like a nice challenge and a good time.
Before you joined the band, what kind of music were you playing?
I've played a lot of different things. Hilariously, I also started in a lot of metal bands. My first band was Vesuvius out here in Sacramento, and that was kind of like a hard rock band. When I was living in Pennsylvania, I played with a band called Humandala. That was more along the lines of this, but less of the chill wave and more like modern electronic.
So, Casey, you started out with a screamo band.
Yes.
What made you pivot towards chill wave and synth-driven pop?
Kind of just over the years, I grew into a way different genre, you know, listening to different genres of music. The internet has been such a great way to exploit, you know, all sorts of different music. I probably wouldn't be able to be doing any of this stuff. I wouldn't have found out about my favorite influences without the internet.
Where does the band name come from?
So some of these members of the band didn't know the answer to that a week ago. and so they have to start telling people, like, well, how the name come about, and they don't know. So I had to, you know, give them the memo. So my girlfriend, when we first started dating, she started calling me a fashionista boyfriend because she would start asking me, like, what she should wear. And I was like, oh, well, no, well, the shoes don't really go with this and that. And then I would be like, does this go with that? Yeah, it goes with that. Okay, you know.
So you are the fashionista boyfriend.
I am the fashionista. Straight up, I'm the fashionista boyfriend. So.
And You just decided to own it.
Yeah.
We're all set up and sound checked and ready to play. What's the first song you want to play for us?
So the first song we're going to play is called Atlas. It's off the new EP.
Tell me a little bit about the song Atlas.
Atlas, I wrote, I think it was about the fourth song when I was writing the whole album. And I wanted each song on the album to just focus on something enjoyable in life. And so Atlas is kind of about, you know, finding yourself in different places, you know, like finding the tallest buildings, running through tunnels. It's really just about exploring.
This is Atlas from Fashionista Boyfriend. Was Atlas by Fashionista Boyfriend. The new record is the Tonal EP, which is available this weekend. So you guys are somewhat of a brand new band.
Oh yeah. We only started practicing a few months ago.
We were just counting it, sitting there in the green room trying to figure it out.
How many gigs have you played together?
One.
Does that include this one?
Yes, we'll include today.
Then two. We had our first show at Stone Vintage Music Boutique in West Sac. It just opened up, and it is phenomenal. It's a great place.
Your album release show at Momo Sacramento is going to be your third official gig as a band.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How are you guys feeling about it?
Excited.
Nervous.
Mm-hmm. Excited and nervous.
Yeah.
And confident.
Excited. Yeah. Good extremely excited. Mm-hmm.
Casey Grote, Austin Mooney, Miles Taylor, and James Petropoulos. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks.
That's the music of Fashionista Boyfriend, which has a tonal EP release party on Saturday. Actually, it's a joint release party with Topograph. So you can find videos of the band performing here and more information about that party August 4th at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.